Lord Stannis's eyes were shadowed beneath his heavy brow, his mouth tight as his jaw worked silently. He always ground his teeth when he was angry. "Fool," he growled at last. "My lady wife commands. Give Cresson your helm."
"No," Yule Maester thought. "This is not you. Not your way. You are always just. Always hard, yet never cruel, never. You did not understand mockery, no more than you understood laughter."
Patchface danced closer, his cowbells ringing. "Clang-a-dang, ding-ding, cling-clang, cling-clank." The maester sat silent while the fool set the antlered bucket on his brow. Cresson bowed his head beneath the weight. His bells clanged.
"Perhaps he ought to sing his counsel henceforth," Lady Selyse said.
"You go too far, woman," Lord Stannis said. "He's an old man, and he served me well."
"And I will serve you to the last, my sweet lord, my poor, lonely son," Cresson thought, for suddenly he saw the way.
Sir Davos' cup was before him, still half full of sour red. He found a hard flake of crystal in his sleeve, held it tight between thumb and forefinger as he reached for the cup.
"Smooth motions, deft. I must not fumble now,"
he prayed, and the guards were kind. In the blink of an eye, his fingers were empty. His hands had not been so steady for years, nor half so fluid.